Lifestyle Podcast, talking about things for mums and what's dear to mums' heart. How do you help mums to step into being in parenting themselves first, their life, how they can be with their children and make a huge difference. And we'll be talking to other experts. And now, here's today's episode.
Hi, my name's Helen Brome. I'm your host for the Empowering Lifestyle Podcast. And today it's about welcoming you to this special program. I'm a mum myself and I have four adult children. They're 33, 31, 29 and 27. And now they're starting to have their children. I have three boys and two girls. So it's been wonderful in my journey of being a mum, being married for nearly 36 years and having my family grow up. And where I started was I'm a country girl and I'm originally from the country and I married a farmer, and so we lived on the farm and we had our little kids. And as life progressed, my grandparents were always very close to me. So when my time came, my journey changed, and it changed greatly by my grandma dying when she was 80, and 8 days later my grandfather died too. And there started a journey that I had no idea what had happened. And you'll hear in other podcasts what had eventuated from me being in grief and how to find my way back to feeling relaxed and confident and a mum that could help her own children. And then I became a massage therapist is what came out of that. And as I became a massage therapist, I learned, kept going back to the city to find out more and more about how to help myself. And in that process, I learned about the muscles. I learned about how the muscles interact with the mind and how the mind controls so much. And when we're not in this balanced mode between mind, body and our spirits and our spiritual beings, that you really get to see how you can really impact and make an amazing difference if only you knew these techniques. And this is why I've started this podcast. I have a magazine in newsstand. I have a blog and a newsletter. And now it's time to really allow all mums to learn this new way of what I've been doing. And it's made an amazing difference with all the mums out there, that particularly mums that have children, of course, and how that they can see what's happening to their own children even by looking at them. Now, from my own experience, I know if I'm not happy and my muscles are not relaxed and I'm in pain, then I don't connect as well with my children and with my husband if I'm not feeling well. Like, I feel confident, I feel relaxed, and I am at one with my life. And so from there, I want to teach and show you how to connect in that way, to really start looking at being very empowered by what you see, and you can make a difference in your family. And you just go, oh wow, if I hadn't caught that. And I'll give you an idea of, if I hadn't caught that, have you had one of your kids go to school and when they come home they are totally different? Your child's either very happy and playful and confident, and this day they came home being totally different. Like, they were quiet, they had their head down, they're not talking to you, they're avoiding you, and I don't know what I want. And if we're not ready for listening to that and seeing that, we miss it. But in that moment, something happened to your child at school, on the bus, anywhere. And this is like the bells going off in your head. Now, if you listened to those bells saying, there's something up, instead of saying, oh, young Johnny, he was really quiet today. That's an indicator that something's happened. And Johnny has made up a story about what happened that day. It can be that your lad got picked on that day, or a girl told your child that they didn't like them. And you can probably relate this back to your own life, what had happened at school, and how that affected you after that. And if we can start to catch mum, it is also for dads to also see how this is for himself and yourself in your life. But if you can catch those moments when your child changes, then it's really easy to sit down with your child and go, so what happened today? How was their friend? Or, so what did you do in class today? And just by conversation of maybe folding the clothes or going for a walk around the block, you can find out exactly what happened for your child. Children do not make up stories if it's real for them. And children are really honest if they're given a space right from a baby that they can talk to you about anything. And this is very powerful because you can stop your child changing and their behavior changing forever. And we can't stop everything, but if we can stop the ones, those stories that's happened to our children, we teach them how to cope with somebody calling them a name and it doesn't mean anything about them. And that way they become confident. Instead of them making up a story about what happened that day, they can keep going, well, that person was upset today and that's nothing to do with me. How would that be for you to be able to do that? It would be fabulous, wouldn't it? Because in our own lives, when we're out as adults, we're at work, we're working with other people, this happens all the time, doesn't it? And we get upset. And if we, in ourselves, if we cannot get upset and go, that wasn't about me, that was about some argument that person had with somebody else, but you were just in the right place and said the right thing that triggered them within themselves. So this is how I want to empower mums to start stepping forward and stepping right into what they know, and how you do know a lot of this, but to bring it to the next level, then you can start to empower not only yourself, but you can empower your husband, you can empower your children, you can start to really be able to communicate at a whole nother level and listen to people in a whole different way that they get that you're listening to them. And it's a big one these days. Nobody listens to anybody about what they really are saying. They're listening for something else, aren't they? They obviously often will make up a story about what you said. Oh, you know what I mean? When you're talking to somebody and you feel them glaring and going off and fading in, and all of a sudden they go bleh, and they're not even in the same conversation with you. And this is when people are making up little stories about what you said, which is interpreted by their own things in what they heard and how their life has been going. And so this is really fabulous to catch these. Now there is the level of being with ourselves and having a look at what are we putting up with? What are we denying ourselves to be calm and peaceful? And another part of my world is actually being a massage therapist and having people really understand what massage means and the particular type of massage that I do and many people in the world do, but we're all a little different because of our uniqueness. Now, so when you have a massage, you can release all that tension out of your muscles. And so for mum, it's time to start having a massage, a remedial massage, and start to have it on a regular basis. And I'm talking 1 to 2 weeks apart, And I want you to just really see what happens to you on that journey. And also, there's a level of what I work with is with the self, for yourself. I work with families and how to help families and when to tell when your child is not happy, when to know how to be with your mum when she's doing her thing, or how to be with your dad when dad's being dad. And it might annoy you, but if you can be with everybody and just listen to them, this is where the real excitement starts. And how would it be to be with your sisters or your brother and with your cousins and with your friends? And now we've just finished the celebration of Christmas, and it's like, can you see where there could have been a new level of being with each other that could have made... So with the actions of having an empowering lifestyle podcast, we're going to be looking at ourselves, our families, relationships, and our careers, and really start to be with what it is that we're wanting to step forward into and find that real clarity and have that freedom to really empower ourselves first, and then we can make such a difference with the world around us. And so thank you for now, and go over to Helen Brome and have a look at the website and have a look at what we're doing over there. There's much more information over there. And so for now, I look forward to seeing you in the next Empowering Lifestyle podcast.